Good evening, Nerd Clan. Welcome back to Blake's Book Club. Thank you for being patient over the past few days, not being able to get one of these out there. We've been extraordinarily busy with the Potterverse and all of the things that have been going on for the rest of the company. So it's been a wild week or so, and getting this book club together. Finally able to get some time to do it. Today we are talking chapter 23, Goodbyes of Midnight Sun. Ladies and gents, we are almost done with this book. We got about 100 pages left, and I surmise only a few more chapters left. And we are ratcheting up everything that this book has been building to. Well, let me rephrase that. The emotional aspect of what this book has been building to, that's what we're ratcheting it up to. There's a difference. There's a difference between the plot aspect of it and the emotional aspect, the emotional side of this book. The plot of this book is fairly simple. It's one of a girl, a vampire meeting a girl and them interacting. In fact, that's not much of a plot at all, which is fine. It's, you know, we don't need a MacGuffin. We don't need the one thing that will change the world or the one thing that will, internally alter the plot for a story like this to be effective. And the reason why we don't need something like that and why the main thrust of this book is emotional as opposed to plot-driven, which would lead the plot mechanics of these three travelers being able to come and effectively alter the plot so greatly and so late in this book is that because when you start looking at it, this book is about Edward's emotion. It is about him over, it's about Edward's ability to overcome his stasis and his ability to find something human in himself, even though he is inhuman, 100% inhuman. So having said that, this chapter here, chapter 23, is, I think, the emotional fulcrum of the book. Well, maybe not the fulcrum, but at least the emotional definition of this book. Edward is madly in love with Bella. You could argue that he's been in love with her since the first day that he saw her. You could even make an argument that his existence is defined by meeting her that day. There's also an argument, too, that he more gradually fell in love with her. It doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is, Edward is in love with Bella. Because he recognizes that he's in love with her, he also has understood that she is vulnerable, not only because she's human and she's living in a world of vampires, but because she herself invites trouble, at least to his perspective. Whether or not that's true is irrelevant, because that's what Edward believes. And that's important. That belief is important, specifically because that belief is the reason for his need and desire and want, and the building block of his life now is to protect Bella. And the fact remains that this chapter 23, Goodbyes, is, I think, the most important chapter in this journey, because Edward has to choose to leave Bella in the care of somebody else. He has to allow his family, a family that has been relatively fractured because of Bella's inclusion into that family, though that family seems to be galvanized by the intrusion of the James and Laurent and Victoria, And especially James's pursuit of Bella. That family has been galvanized, and even Carlyle suggests to Rosalie that she has to do her duty to protect her family, and he's including Bella in that category. So this fracture has led to a galvanizing moment, but Edward still has to entrust his basic structure of life now, this building block of life, that being his relationship with Bella, he has to entrust that to his family, in particular, Jasper. This is a big deal. Jasper is the newest member of this family. He is the least in control of his desires and his want and the burn of killing humans. It doesn't mean that he's incapable of doing it. It doesn't mean that he wants to do it. It just means there's risk. There's inherent risk. Edward knows it, and he has to give it up. He has to allow Jasper, who is somewhat of a risk, to protect Bella. Not only is he giving up the job himself, but he's putting Bella in the care of the most dangerous person in that family. And he's allowing it to happen. The emotional intelligence of this chapter is important. The willingness to let... The willingness to make that choice is important for Edward as he grows. And I think it's also juxtaposed against the idea of him wanting to kill James. He doesn't want to do it. And he, if they were a different coven, they probably would have killed those three visitors. There would have been a fight. But as Edward says in this chapter, his family hesitated because they have chosen a more humane life. Now, how ironic is that?